Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We just carry on this conversation about understanding prophetic perspective, understanding not only the news, but God's news behind the news. You know, it's not enough to just sit there and listen to one broadcast after another broadcast, and you're not doing anything with it. It's going to defeat you. It's going to defeat you because you can only take so much of that till finally you just turn your head from it. The thing about it, you can overview something and see, okay, this is the spirit that's in the land. This is what's taking place. And as we're seeing again right there, this is breaking news. This moment in New Mexico, there's another school shooting taking place.
Yep.
And you think, what is happening here? If you could pull that up for me.
I got it.
You know, what is taking place? You know, what is taking place? This is what's taking place. Is that we as a nation have turned our back on God in our original temple. You know what we can do? We can turn back to God. Mm. We can turn back to the Lord and understand that my goodness, just 6 minutes ago, they're reporting on CNN News that two children were taken to the hospital after a report of a shooting in, what's the name of the school? Arendo Middle School in Roswell, New Mexico, a spokeswoman said, from the hospital there. So we want to keep them in our prayers. But understand this, if we're taking God out of the Air Force, we're taking God out of the military, we're taking Bibles and the Christian viewpoint out of so many different things. We're keeping Jesus in jail over here in Iran. We're promoting anti-Jesus Christ beliefs. You know, in Islam, we are embracing the Muslim Brotherhood. We have left all moorings that we had for our country. We are talking about, you know, what do you think is going to happen? This is what the Word of God says. It says, if you don't turn your hearts to them, they will turn their guns to you. And understand that it's turning our hearts to God. When we turn our hearts to God, He empowers us to turn our hearts to each other. But if you don't do that, if you don't get God's perspective on life in general and His mercy and His grace, it's almost impossible for you in your own strength to have a compassion for people who are struggling with responding to oppression and just every single day in the midst, right after the Navy Yard shooting in Washington. Xbox, PlayStation, who was that?
Yeah, one of those video games.
They sold like $1 billion worth of the game the next day.
Yeah, it was Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto the next day. And it's like, what do you think is going to happen? You know, recently we had the opportunity to have a fire, bonfire. And when you put gas on the fire, this is what happened. It got hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, we're just pouring gas on everything. And like it or not, our leadership is this. You know, all I could think is this. Maybe, you know, the transformation fact is let's just burn this and then get a new thing, because what we're doing now is just destroying the original tent of our nation. We're destroying parenthood and the family and the biblical foundational principles of our nation, Constitution. It's like, we got to wake up. Because if you read the Constitution, it's not a bad idea.
Hmm.
God's Constitution, the Bible, and also the Constitution of America, that we have rights. We actually have rights. Everybody has these civil rights. And one is that you have a right to protect yourself, defend yourself, and to speak out. And the government doesn't have these rights. People have these rights. And the government's purpose is to protect those rights, not to be... to demand rights. Government doesn't have rights. People have rights. People have rights. And right now we're seeing it's almost like the government becomes an individual and it's representing itself and it's representing its agendas. And all it's like, that's not the original intent of this nation. As a matter of fact, it even goes to the point that when in fact the government ceases to fulfill its requirement, that it's okay to actually have another one. Reboot and do a different form of government to be able to protect, because it's all about a government by the people and for the people. If we keep going this direction and this roller coaster ride, I really believe that we're going to get turned over to ourselves for a season, which is going to help us understand, oh, that don't work. Government can't protect us from that aspect of it, which is going to bring up, and one of the reporters on CNN News or ABC News made a statement recently that historically, after, based on the way things happen with presidential races and all that, that a conservative probably will be elected to the next president of the United States, more of a conservative viewpoint of saying, you know, that the Constitution's actually a good thing. The founding principles is a good thing. Human rights are a good thing. You know, all these type of things. Mm-hmm. Small government's a good thing. But if you haven't noticed yet, there's nothing typical about the seasons we're in. There's nothing typical about the season that we're in. When you have folks out there that are openly not telling truths, openly doing things that pour gas to make things worse, gas on the fire, if you would, and the media says nothing. They say nothing about it all. Then all of a sudden, some governor up in New Jersey, over in New Jersey, his people decide to stop some traffic, and the whole world talks about traffic. Then how did he know or did he not know? It's like, what about the entire Congress and the Senate and the executive branch and the judiciary branch? Why don't you ask those same questions to the leadership? It's so one sided.
Your
in
mouth
regards
is not
to,
broken.
Yeah, it's like. It's so obvious. It is so obvious. And it's like, wake up. We have to say, dear God, forgive us, heal us, bring us back to sanity again. You know, help us see that your way is a better way. Don't buy into the media circus that's going on. You just, sad to say, I mean, they don't keep secrets. They're just kind of like, they're kind of out there with saying, this is just the way it is. You know, they're going to just kind of push their agenda and that type of thing. And maybe that's why the Lord wanted us to come up on VFN TV, VFN Radio, mm-hmm. to be able, and Christian Television Network, just to have a God perspective. Because where can you find a God perspective? You know, you just really can't find them. Every now and then something will pop up. But this 24-hour news cycle, you need to be able to say, you know, we need to hear a prophetic word from God, a now word. And that's what we're able to do. By God's grace, as we spend time on a daily basis just going after God and hearing what he says and looking at what's taking place. We're not burying our head in the sand of denial, but it's like, God, what does this mean? What do we do? And remember this, our God is God. Our God has a people, and he will gather to himself a people. He will reserve for himself a people for the purpose of bringing a mass number of people to him so that he can show forth his mercy and his grace and just pour out forgiveness and restore us. Sometimes he just does that because he's always good. But know this, he has a way to bring us back to him. He has a way. And I believe, I like what Yolanda Dupree recently said to me, that, you know, God had predestined America, has a plan for us to be able to play. And I'm just going to hold on to that word and just believe, you know what? I believe that. We've seen it. We just got to wake up and get back to our original state again. Dear God, have mercy on America. Protect these children who have been shot over New Mexico. God, forgive us where we've sinned against you. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.